This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts right now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Tuesday. Boys, enjoy Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Our song's about babies.
Okay, done.
Done. There you go. Enjoy.
Send your list in.
Now, get to it if I get a chance.
The song's about babies or involving
the
word
title,
baby?
Yeah. That's fine.
Can I use baby face?
I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, artist or title with baby. I'll have my list done by 2:15. It's Jerome. Jerome's filling in tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be in trouble. But, you know, here's the thing. If I text him right now, he would still wait until he sits down to do his list.
He did it during the show last time.
Yeah, definitely not. He's definitely a third hour kind of guy. He's not going to do any prep.
So he's essentially a combo of you and Nick.
All right. That was uncalled for.
You on an off week. Boy,
we
Nick
are
every week.
We are definitely not going to have a document tomorrow.
That's true, too.
Oh, well, sorry, people.
Can you start a document for us, Joel?
I can try tonight.
Since the Texans have five other GMs, maybe they can act as a board and oust O'Brien. Better yet, trade him for those picks he gave away. Well, that would be funny, wouldn't it? If they're you know what? We really need some picks next year, so we're just going to trade Bill O'Brien. Romeo Crennel, you're now the head coach. We just got a second and a third for Bill O'Brien. Man, I might do that.
At least you can go to the GM to figure out who they're going to hire next for coach.
Right.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing. That's why I said that yesterday. That's the worst thing about Deshaun Watson being great. Because with every win and every spectacular play he makes, Bill O'Brien maintains his coaching job for another week and longer and gets another extension.
You're such a hater.
I get tired of it, man. Fred's the same way. AJ's the same way. I mean, it's not the only take on the station. The bottom line is the guy just has never met expectations or come close, and he's gotten nothing but rewarded for it.
Okay. I'm going to disagree with you to a certain degree.
It's not shocking. I can take it.
Because you do have to give the man credit, and I'm not suggesting that 9-7 is a great bar to have. All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting that getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs is a great bar to have. But getting there isn't easy. Ask all the other teams that don't every single year. So you got to get there to lose. Having a winning record in the NFL isn't easy. And he did that before Watson got here with a bunch of garbage behind center. So you do
garbage that he brought in, that he wanted, the quarterback whisperer.
Well, is it that he wanted? Because some of it, yes, but some of it, there might be a reason why Rick Smith isn't here anymore, too. I don't know.
Because he didn't like him, and he had more power than Rick somehow eventually and got rid of Rick. Said one of them had to go.
Well, I'm just saying he did a lot with a lot of garbage, and he still was able to get this team to the playoffs several times. And I'm not praising him for going 9-7. Believe me, I'm not. You know that. I'm just saying you have to give him... And I say as a show and as a fan base, do have to give Bill O'Brien some credit for what he's been able to do with the Texans. Remember, I mean, you look at his tenure versus Kubiak's tenure. Kubiak's 1 year was probably as good as Bill O'Brien's one best year, but no way Kubiak was as consistent as Bill O'Brien. And he had better players. He had a better quarterback until
Deshaun Watson. You look at all the different factors.
I'll take Matt Schaub over any of the quarterbacks that Bill O'Brien has had until Deshaun Watson.
Right, but like I said, Bill O'Brien, most of them had ties to Bill O'Brien. That's why they brought him in. And that's why you had Mallett. That's why you had Hoyer. That's why you had, you know, he kept saying this guy could do this or this guy could do that. And the thing is, sure, you could say he won the division, but the division was like almost by default in a lot of cases, that because the rest of the division was crap. And so you look at it and you say, sure, okay, they won a couple of divisions. They got a couple of 9-7s, and then they got their ass handed to them in every game they didn't play the Bengals.
Yeah.
So I don't think with that long of a body of work for that many years, you can say that man earned an extension and that he was really good at his job when you have now the talent, when you have some, you had talent on those rosters. You had to win the division. And I just think that there was a couple cases where that team was rumored to, and favored to be so much better than they turned out to be. And it wasn't all just the play on the field. It was the play calling. It was the conservativeness. There was a lot of different factors. And now, you're right. You and I talked about it yesterday. I do think the play calling is better. But there's still the kind of mistakes that you would expect of like a mediocre team in this league with the challenge flags, with the clock management, with the timeouts, with all these different things. And you're like, if you are a true, solid to better than average coach in this league, you just can't do that stuff.
A couple updates. Adam Schefter reporting. Ryan Clark said Jets safety Jamal Adams would like to go home to Texas and play for the Cowboys. Barring a last-hour change, the Jets don't plan to trade running back Le'Veon Bell before today's deadline, per a source. Jets received calls, but not enough interest to make a deal. Ian Rappaport said he talked to, on the Jamal Adams and the Cowboys, I'm told the Jets are asking for more than a first-rounder, as they should, and that a deal right is not close or imminent. It could happen, but there isn't momentum for it right now. 72 minutes to go. And then Ian Rappaport also tweeted, talked with another GM about what the Jets are asking for in the trade, and his response was, worth it. So if they could get a first-rounder plus, the Jamal Adams is absolutely worth all of that.
Jamal Adams is a beast. I've told you guys this before. I just think he's a stud. He's just stuck. And look, in Greg Williams' defense, he knows how to play, man. I mean, someone could do really well for themselves as a team if they could go. I know people in Green Bay, when they saw Rich Simonini tweeted out that there's a chance that he could be traded, there were so many Packers beat writers and every otherwise that said, GM Brian Gutekunst on line one, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a whole lot of teams that would say no to that guy.
No, without a doubt. But it's going to cost a pretty penny, apparently.
I think there's some sleepers. Like, obviously, if Patrick Peterson is traded, he could make a difference in a team like the Eagles. If the Eagles, whose secondary is just awful, if you could get a Patrick Peterson or you could get a Chris Harris Jr., that's a huge upgrade, and that makes that team have a better chance to be a contender. Green Bay wants another receiver. If they could get A.J. Green, who's free at the end of the year, so you don't have to give up as much, and you put him on the other side of Devontae Adams, now they're a better team. There's a lot of guys that could be swing players, you know, could really swing the priority of the top five teams in the NFL.
There is. There's a lot of talent that's rumored to be on the move.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think this last 52 minutes, 51 minutes is going to be very interesting. But it's going to cost you. If you're a team out there thinking this is your year, think you're better than the Patriots and the Packers and the Niners.
Saints,
now's your chance.
I mean, yeah, because when you look at it and you think about this, because there is so much parity in the top five. I mean, and look, with the 49ers suddenly being looked at as a true contender, right? And their defense is so good. Well, they need help at receiver, and they got Emmanuel Sanders, but maybe they're not done. And you look at these teams that go, we're in the mix, but if we want to get over the top, what do we need? And this might be the year that they, unlike Bill O'Brien, who pushed too early on the go for it button,
right,
and went too hard with giving up future assets, you say, look, if there's a team out there that's doing a fire sale, like the Jets, like the Dolphins maybe, like the Bengals could be, you want to jump in on that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we've mentioned those four teams, Packers, Saints, Niners, and Patriots. Boy, the NFC, when you think about three of the four best teams in the NFL or in the NFC right now.
Right.
Pretty crazy to think about that. But then, you know, we talked, I think, last week or the week before about the Niners, and you were like, I'm still on the fence. They haven't played anybody yet, this, that, and the other. And I get it. But when you look at what they're doing defensively, fact is, there's only one team in the NFL that has a higher plus-minus differential, and obviously it's the Patriots, with that defense only giving up 61 points. That Niners defense has only given up 77 points. Their plus-minus differential is a +130. There's nobody even close. So, obviously, Patriots number one at a +189. Niners second with a +130. And I believe that the Vikings are third.
There's another team There's another team that's not getting enough run. Because we've always said, look, every position but the quarterback is solid. Their defense is really good. They have one of the best receiver combos in the league. They've got Dalvin Cook, who's a stud. Their line is better than average on both sides of the football.
Defense is good.
If Cousins can play like he's played the last couple weeks, they're a team to be that has to be reckoned with.
Ever since
in the
you talked trash about him and I defended him, he's turned it around.
It has to
That's
be
exactly
you
what it is. Yeah. Totally. I mean, there's no other reason. He's obviously a suspect. And he listened, and he was like, well, I don't know what that Joel guy, I don't know why he's doubting me, but I'm going to go out here and win these for Barry.
That's why every time he sees one of your tweets, he goes, you like that? You like that?
Mark Schell tweeted us earlier. We were talking about
he's
weight.
Awesome.
He goes, yeah, oh, where did it go? Oh, I lost it. He said, I was once 200 pounds before I started listening. Then I ate another listener. My bad.
That's fantastic.
He also congratulated us on our ratings. Thank you, Mark Schell.
I think I saw someone tweet about that.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. No, we're very proud of that. Proud of what we built. Whoever picks Baby Shark as their song is DQ'd tomorrow.
I agree with that.
I'm 1,000% on board with that.
I would agree with that.
Don't do it.
What if I just start playing it now? Can I get DQ'd in advance?
You don't want to do it?
It's pretty good, Nick.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Especially with the situation going on in the World Series. Yeah, you can't pick that song.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't pick that song. It's a terrible song.
Wow. The Mad Llama just texted me, said he was leaving the neighborhood. I don't know how these people know where I live.
Well, they know.
It's beginning to flood. Is it rain? My sprinklers are on right now.
What?
We got to go to break. I got to turn my sprinklers on.
Call John
You don't
Deere
got a fancy app where you can...
Yeah, I'm doing it on the app right now.
Call John Deere.
We got a show to do. You can't just stop talking because you got to turn off your
it's
sprinkler
2:12.
System.
It's break time.
No, we're on the air right now. We haven't gone to break.
Barry Shark. All right. We're going to take a quick break so Barry can turn his sprinklers off and check the Doppler. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects as we approach trade deadline in the NFL, 3 p.m. Central. Stay tuned. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour 2, 3-hour show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, NFL trade deadline, 3 p.m. Central. Will they or won't they if you are the Texans? And there are so many teams that are thought to be Super Bowl contenders that are thinking about it at the present time with a lot of big names floating out there that could or could not be dealt if the price is right. So we'll keep you updated as we check the line and the wire and give you whatever pops up between now and 3. And I don't know if it works like the NBA, where if you start discussing a trade before 3 p.m. and let the league know, can you complete the deal after the 3 p.m. deadline?
That's a good question. That I don't know.
Yeah, I knew it for the NBA. I don't, and baseball. I just don't know it about NFL.
Text Lance. I bet he knows.
I just walked down the hall. He's in his cave.
Oh, is he here today?
Yeah.
I did see him roaming the hall. Should we bring him in for the NFL?
Let's bring him in. Let's do it. Make him do some work.
It's about time.
Yeah, right?
I mean, now that he really wants to be a part of a show like ours.
That's right. He is a front runner, right?
He is. And he said so.
He always wants to be on the number one show.
Now he's kind of locked in.
Yeah, because that's right. When they were number one, he didn't do anybody else's shows.
When the Blitz was number one, he
was doing their show. And now that we're number one, he's got to come in and gravy train off of us. I like it.
Barry and Nick want me to come in. What should I do? Coming down the hallway.
Yeah. That's good times.
So, yeah. So there's that, and we'll be monitoring that. Of course, Game 6 tonight of the World Series. I'll tell you what, and Palillo had this take, and I can't believe I even had to listen to it.
Uh-oh.
Charlie was just like, all things considered, I would like a Game 7. And then...
What?
I don't want to take the risk. Anything can happen. You don't have one of your aces set up to start. Win it tonight and get it over with.
I'm with you. And especially because tonight might be, I know this is going to sound crazy, but tonight might be the better night to do it. Because I like their chances more with JV versus Strasburg as the matchup, as opposed to, if healthy enough, Greinke versus Scherzer. That is definite advantage Nationals. When you talk Strasburg and JV, that's a push.
I agree.
It's an absolute push. So, Zinke Scherzer, advantage Nationals. The big advantage that the Astros have is twofold. One, they're at home, and they love playing at home, even though they got swept. That, to me, was a fluke, just like going on the road and sweeping was a fluke. I think this is much more of a, you know, you could see if they lose tonight, they win tomorrow type scenario. They're not going to get swept all four games at home. I just don't see it happening. But you also, as good as the starters that you may have to face now in game 6 and 7, you also have to face that bullpen. At some point, unless both of these guys throw complete games, which is highly unlikely that they do, you're going to get into that Nationals bullpen. And if you know, you can say the same thing about the Astros, but the Astros bullpen has been rock solid as of late. So it's definite advantage Astros once the 6th, 7th inning rolls around. And those are going to be 6 to 9 tough outs to get for the Nationals at that point. So I like their chances. I think that they win it. I don't know if they win it tonight versus tomorrow. I don't think you want to see this go to Game 7 because Scherzer might do whatever he's got to do to take the mound.
And I'm assuming he's going to be available.
Because
what he said with whatever he was going on, that whatever they gave him, whether they gave him a shot and all the medical treatment he got, that it was going to take a day or two to kick in. So I'm with you. I'm assuming he's going to be the starter if there is a Game 7. And against Greinke or Keedy, whoever it is, advantage Nationals. That's why JV's got more experience than Strasburg. I know Strasburg's been good, but and there's just something about a guy like JV in a closeout game, and he could put to bed all of this crap about, you know, as good as he's been in his career, that he's not. He was 0-5 in the World Series. I think he'll step up.
Well, he's due, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're 0-5 in the World Series, aren't you due?
You would think, right?
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes, but I would love to see him wrap. Did you see, by the way, for Halloween, that Jimmy Graham tweeted out the picture of him and the assistant trainer of the Packers?
That was so good.
It was perfect. Every detail was fantastic. Yeah. They redid the picture of Aaron Judge on second base and Altuve talking to him with the height difference. And the assistant trainer for the Packers has a pretty good resemblance to Altuve. And Jimmy Graham with a hat on looks a lot like Aaron Judge. And it was down to every detail. He had Altuve's mitt. They had the right cleats on. I'll try and retweet the picture. It was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely do that at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter once he retweets it. It was really, really good. For the game itself, looking at the ESPN front page, the line is -1.5 Astros. They're a 1.5 run favorite. They are -176 on the money line. Over under a 7? That seems kind of high.
I think it's high as well, too.
I mean, I'm not saying that this is going to be a 2-1 game necessarily, because Verlander is susceptible to the home run, as we know. But Strasburg on the mound with Justin Verlander in a potential closeout game at home, and they think that this could potentially be 4-3, 5-2, something like that. That seems awfully high for either team to be able to hit that.
Well, here's the other thing. Think about it. If the Nationals only scored one run in the last three games, one run per game in each of the last three games, you don't think that they are going to be hyper worried about every run crossing the plate?
And what's crazy is, you know, usually you expect small ball to be played in a National League park, and they couldn't even muster that. And the Astros did a decent job, actually, of playing that, but, you know, stealing and all that. But they're going to do whatever they can to scratch out runs. I wouldn't be surprised if we see them bunt. They're definitely going to be active on the base paths and aggressive. I fully believe that as well.
They're fearful of the Astros getting scoring first as well.
Yeah, but Verlander's not great at holding runners, and you know, he's slow to the plate. So I suspect that anybody gets on and they're running. This is a team that led the majors in steals, so it's not going to, you know, stop them for sure. I was looking at the home run away records too. Astros 60-21. At home, they are 90-79 when they're favored. When the Nationals are an underdog, they're 39-19. So when they're the underdog, they do really well. But so do the Astros. Their away record for the Nationals 43-38. So not as good on the road as the Astros are at home. Obviously, you look at them winning the first two. Astros kind of got punched in the mouth. I don't think that team meeting, I think, had a lot to do with the attitude of this team. I think that they've got their confidence and their swagger back. I hate that word now, but it's true.
They also want to change the narrative of the home team losing every game in this series. And they know how good they have been at home.
Absolutely.
You're right. So that's big. And let's close the first half of the show with this, boys.
Okay.
If he wasn't already a hero and a smart man, do you know Mattress Mac, after the Astros went down 0-2, put another mill on the Stros?
Did he really?
How good does that look right now?
Boy.
Everybody looked at it at the time. I'm sure the casino was like, yeah, give me your money. That's easy. Now how's he looking?
Good for
Pretty
him.
Pretty solid. And he's giving 10 nuns tickets tonight.
He's giving 10 nuns?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully the big fella's on our side.
Nice.
First pitch.
I wonder if Joe Osteen did that. Probably not. He probably charged them double.
Like, well, face value is $200, so I'll sell them to you for $400.
Pharaohs. The Pharaohs would be on your side, though.
The what?
That's what he says instead of Pharaohs when he references the Bible.
Oh.
The Pharaohs.
Oh, gotcha.
Unbelievable, but yeah, I think your boy is singing the anthem. Texans.
Clint Black?
The guy that sings the Texans fight
Clay
song.
Walker?
Clay Walker.
Oh, hell no. They're going to lose.
But I do like first pitch and play ball.
I do, too.
Clyde Drexler is yelling play ball, and then Akeem's going to toe.
Play ball! That's like,
you beat me to it. I was going to do it.
I knew you were
going to. Then Akeem will throw it to Clyde.
Yes!
That's outstanding.
Although everybody was really making a push on social media for Lance McCullers to be the one
yes,
to throw
they were.
It out.
Yep.
Can we do that for Game 7?
Not if you don't need him.
I like it.
Drex. I don't know. Catch this.
I want to see
how he
throws.
And then when he throws it.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break. I want to know y'all's thoughts. Do you think he has an arm or not? Can he throw it or not? We'll find out. Well, you just said it.
Like, why do you? Hey, second half of the show's next. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. The big show, that means Lance Zierlein is on the clock. He's saying after the deadline, in the third hour, he will join us. So that should be interesting and always good when he's willing to join the show. So chalk that up.
Chalk it.
If he doesn't forget.
Yeah, you chalk it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that something you
like? I don't know why I got aggressive on that right
now. I don't either.
I'm not really sure.
Shout out to Courtney, by the way, who brought,
what
in,
a
brought
sweetie.
In some diapers and things for the baby.
She is such a sweetheart.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, I told her she's the only person that I would allow to rock a jersey and get away with it because she rocks it well. She's got her Astros Biggio jersey on.
Yeah, but
with the current logo
the current
and color scheme
uniform, yeah.
I dig it. That's cool. It's kind of a what is it? A new
An homage to the old player with the new jersey.
I like it.
The other, have you seen
and
her
she
other
brought
one?
Brought you some stuff, and apparently a lot of the listeners. Have
oh my!
Been...
I gave him a shout out, and that's where that hat came from. Dre and Pink Valkyrie and El Jefe and Clarence and everybody got baby gifts
well,
for
I,
the baby.
I still owe you some too,
but
because,
you did great earlier.
Well,
you brought us some stuff.
Yeah, I brought you stuff, but then the listeners that you know, I did the one where they had asked me to set it up.
Nick volunteered to breastfeed.
Negative.
Yes.
Absolute negative.
His version of Nipsey Hussle.
You're gonna bust him out, huh?
Nope.
Plenty of milk to be had by all.
Big old shirah-rah teats. Bust him out, huh? I like it. But I still owe you some because one of the listeners, I got to get his name. I want to make sure I give both of their names. But they also, when I first set it up, at the request of the listeners for the diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were throwing in some on the party. So you still have more coming. Our listeners are so great.
They are absolutely fantastic.
Trying to take care of baby blank. How cool is that?
And Christina was like, me and Maddie can babysit, and everybody.
Look at that.
Yeah, just, I mean,
that's the one thing
fantastic.
I won't do for you is babysit.
And I'm going to make sure that you don't.
Nick will babysit.
No. I would not babysit.
Nick would try
and
breastfeed the baby.
Are you scared of babies, too?
Yeah.
You would?
Yes.
Be drinking her bottle, spiking
be
it.
Be like, hey.
Jack Daniels in there.
Bottle looks pretty good. If I throw a little whiskey
right?
in here.
You know what? I can make some White Russians with this milk.
Joel said if the baby's teething, that one of the old remedies is to put a little whiskey on the gums. I can put some whiskey on mine. I come home, the baby's crawling all over, and Nick's sound asleep on the couch.
I made the baby some brownies. What? No!
Put her to sleep?
Well, yeah, it would. Put you in jail. Yeah, definitely put her to sleep. I was going to ask you a question, and I forgot. All right.
Good job.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Step it up.
Yeah, my bypass.
Hey, guess what? ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the exclusive premiere of Ford versus Ferrari Wednesday, November 6th at Edwards Greenway Plaza, 7 p.m., based on the true story of the American legend and car designer Carroll Shelby. You know that Shelby, all the Shelby Z's and the Shelby cars that are always so popular? That's him. Matt Damon plays him, and the fearless British-born driver Kevin Miles, played by Christian Bale. Acting is going to be supreme in this. Ford versus Ferrari follows Shelby and Miles, who battled corporate interference, the laws of physics, and their own personal demons to build a revolutionary race car for the Ford Motor Company to take on Enzo Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France, which happened back in 1966. Really, if you've seen the trailers for this movie, just the fact that you've got Damon and Bale as the two lead actors, looks like it's going to be a pretty, pretty good movie. Caller 12 right now, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to see the film before it's released to the public on November the 15th. Win them before you can get in and see it. Go check that out. Caller 12 right now, 713-780-3776.
Do it.
Good luck, people.
Good luck.
Now Nick is happy.
Why? Oh, because he wants to do the giveaway.
Yep.
So Clarence asked us a question.
Yes, Clarence.
And I thought it was a valid question.
Big C.
About the Texans. He said, so how bad of a look is it for the Texans as an organization that you can't, well, he meant they, that they can't do anything during the deadline because they gave everything up, especially since the injuries are piling up. So what say you?
I mean, here's the thing. We talked about this. This is a, and I mentioned it just a segment or two ago, too, in passing, but Bill O'Brien, I think, jumped too quick too soon. And there's the one hidden variable that you can never predict, and that's injuries. And no matter how much you think you bettered this team in the short term so that you could actually go for it and go deeper in the playoffs and appease everybody, save your job maybe, and go forward, you can't predict injuries. And because of J.J. Watt being out, now you can't just say, well, they got to address the secondary and they might need another receiver or they might need some offensive line help. Because now you got to look at the defensive line and the pass rush and you go, wow, Clowney would have been great in this situation. But he's already gone and all you got was a third and a fifth. You've already traded away too many picks. I'm kind of with you in the fact that unless you can get an Akeem Talib type deal for a player to be named later, a draft pick to be named later, because there's some team that's just looking to just bail out on a big contract, I don't know what they can do.
So my view on it is if you look at them individually, the moves that were made at the time they were made and why they were made kind of make sense. All right? Mm-hmm. You lost Lamar Miller for the year, so you went out and added Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. That made sense. You needed to get deeper. You had, you were going to do one of those moves anyways to have somebody to
it's
add
just the
depth.
Price you paid.
Yeah, but to have debt. But you know what? I agree. It's the price you paid. But you can either go get crap and pay crap, or you can try. You may have overpaid a little bit, but necessity dictates that you're going to have to overpay.
But the difference is a guy that was going to get cut is doing better in Hyde than the guy that you've obviously been pretty critical of, and the fact that Duke Johnson and most people around the league said you could have got him for a lot less.
True. But he's starting to play his role, though. If you looked at this last game, he didn't run the ball a lot. He was a pass catcher. He caught a touchdown. He had another long pass called back because of a penalty. So he's starting to play his role in the reason why they brought him in. It's an effective 1-2 punch if they do it that way. Trying to have a co-features – I didn't think was going to work out with Duke Johnson as a featured back. But now that Carlos Hyde is the featured back and he's your third down back, that makes sense.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the way he's got to be used in any offensive system is as a pass catcher out of the back.
So you make that move out of necessity because Lamar Miller goes down and you need a depth at running back because everybody else on the roster wasn't good. It wasn't cutting it. A lot of street free agents and unsigned free agents and so forth. Now you look at the Tunsil and the
Kenny Stills
move. And that was out of necessity for two reasons. One, obviously your offensive line was awful, and you needed a left tackle to protect Deshaun Watson, and you had needed depth at wide receiver because you can't trust both Kiki Cutie and Will Fuller to be healthy, so you had to go out and get Stills. Now, obviously he got hurt a little bit, but he's a lot better than I thought. But again, necessity dictated that they had to overpay for those two guys, and they did, right? Then you've gone out and you've made some other moves for secondary because of injuries. All the moves that they've made have been somewhat reactionary or to fill specific holes. You can't predict, though, that all these injuries are going to occur.
Exactly.
So I think
you're forgetting one move.
What?
Moving Clowney and only getting a third and a fifth. And that's a couple guys
are
not.
That's the one egregious thing that looks bad. But to his point is you've done all this and now you don't have anything left to do. But they couldn't predict that the entire secondary would get hurt, including their safety. They couldn't predict that J.J. Watt would get hurt. If you never made moves in case of injury, you're going to be awful. So I don't begrudge Bill O'Brien or this Texans front office for making moves because you can't predict that people are going to get hurt.
No, I like the fact that he tried to make
moves. They went for it. I have no problem with that. It's just unfortunate that they've suffered all these injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with that. It's just I just don't agree with the prices paid in each of the moves.
Well, yes.
That concerns me. And if because of the fact that you cannot foresee what's going to be coming your way injury-wise, the one thing that if you couldn't get the price you wanted for Clowney, you had all the way up until today, that you had a solution in-house if you didn't give him away for a third and a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Overall, though, I don't think you can. It's unfortunate that they don't have any assets, but a lot of what they did, if you look at it individually, it made sense why they made those moves, except the clowning thing. But they got assets back that they could trade if they, you know, if they so chose.
What's the first three letters of assets?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, let's tell you about GetUpside. If you're not on the app, you are wasting money. I filled up this morning, and in my area, I found a deal for 7 cents cash back. And you're thinking, well, that's not a big deal. Yeah, it is, especially if you got a big tank. If you can get $1, you know, 50 back, that's still legitimate money. Now you can get up to 25 cents a gallon, and yes, those do exist. That happened to not be around me at the time, but that's the beauty of GetUpside. If you don't like the deals that exist, I was in a hurry. I couldn't drive around, but you can absolutely find other deals throughout the Houston area. There's over 500 gas stations using GetUpside or that you can use through the GetUpside app. So there's deals to be had all over town. And look, I'm happy with my $1.50. If somebody walked up to you while you were pumping gas and said, here's $1.50. Here's $2. Here's $3. It doesn't sound like a lot, but you would absolutely put that money in your pocket. And that's every time. And yes, that really starts to add up the more that you use GetUpside. And the same is true for the food. You can get up to 35% cash back at hundreds of restaurants around the city of Houston. And they are constantly adding more. Guys, this is worth it. I love this app. So many people at the station using it. So many listeners using it. ABC 13 did a feature on GetUpside, and they were singing its praises. And I know you're going to love it as well. There's no gimmicks. There's no catch. You're not locked into anything. Just do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting cash back. And when you enjoy it, thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us wherever you may go today on this wet Tuesday in H-Town as we get ready for game six tonight between the Astros and the Nats. Confirmed, as the Astros have just tweeted out, Alex Bregman in his car screaming at the top of his lungs, "It's a JV game, baby. Let's go." He is indeed wearing this plaid shirt once again. He started wearing it going into game three. They won. So he wore it for game four, and they won. So he wore it for game five, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
And he's confirmed he has not washed it. He borrows George Springer's cologne to make it smell better, and he's wearing it again today. I like it.
I do, too. Why don't you just put Febreze on it? Why are you borrowing cologne?
No,
Febreze is multimillionaire. You're a multimillionaire. And you got to borrow someone else's Polo cologne? I'm assuming it's Polo. Springer looks like a guy that would wear Polo, right?
Maybe.
I feel like he would wear Polo or like a Cool Water or something like that.
Water is a little bit outdated, but yeah.
But so is Polo. I wore a Polo at the skating rink.
I would think
to
that
bring it all back.
I would think like George's wife, who seems to be pretty fashionable. I think George's wife would get him something like a Burberry.
Is that what's popular now? Because I'll be honest with you, I haven't wore cologne. I mean, I have cologne. I just don't buy it.
Really?
My wife buys it, or like family will give it to me for Christmas, and I'll wear it. I don't wear it a lot.
But what if they get you something you don't like the smell of it? Or it's just not you?
I just throw it away, but I don't have a preference. I think like, I don't know what's even popular right now. Nick, you wear cologne, right?
Does he?
Rarely.
Really?
Same thing with
deodorant. Is there a reason why you don't wear cologne?
I've never been big, even when I was younger. I mean, I grew up in the era of Polo.
Yeah.
As well. What was Cool Water was big at my time.
Dracar.
That was big in my time.
Dracar Noir.
Yeah, Dracar, and then there was another one. I don't know, but I don't really know. Like,
is high karate
good? Is that a canoe? Do you wear a canoe? Do you remember those commercials?
Armani is a very popular cologne.
There's two or three that I'm leaving out.
Burberry's popular.
Burberry is another one.
There's a cologne called 212 for men, which is really good. I like that. There's some good stuff out there. But you're having fun over there.
I was doing the canoe commercial. You don't remember that?
No.
They'd be like, C, come on over. A, anytime. And then they would spell canoe and keep doing it.
I kind of did.
It's just so stupid. So you wear it, I guess?
I have Burberry for men, and okay. I have, like I said, it's called.
Now, is that your choice or did Lisa buy it?
There's certain colognes, and she also wants to make sure that she doesn't buy me something I won't wear.
Gotcha.
And there are certain colognes that she'll say, I like that. And then we had a friend of ours that's dad had a – Raheel's dad actually also has a cologne and perfume shop. But we also had a friend that was one of our babysitters whose dad had a cologne and perfume shop. And she got me some – not Armani Code, but it was more like – kind of like an Armani version of Cool Water that was really good.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some good stuff.
I feel like Bregman probably wears like Abercrombie and Fitch or something like that, right?
I would not put that past him. I think you're probably right.
Yeah. I feel like he would wear something a little like.
I could see AJ wearing high karate.
You think he wears high karate?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have high MMA.
Fred's definitely a brute guy. Oh, Fred definitely rocks the brute. I had an uncle. He passed away, but I'm going to go ahead and make fun of him now because he can't defend himself. But he used to buy me Brute every year.
Girls hated Brute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
they
awful.
They absolutely hated Brute.
Bro, it smells like a tire. It's like doesn't
a tire. That's interesting.
It just smells. But my uncle would every year, he was so sweet because he wanted to get me a Christmas gift. But every year he would go to like Walgreens and get that little gift with the Brute. And it would come with a gift, like a scarf that you're never going to wear because it's Houston and nobody wears scarves here. Or, I don't know, something like that.
A razor without a blade.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, for me, It was really the thought that counted because it was so sweet of him to get. But I was like, I had like 19 bottles of Brut in my medicine chest. I never wore. I don't even know why I kept them. But I just was like, well, just in case.
It was like $5.99 for a big bottle for years.
Yes.
Like for $5.99, you can get a big bottle of Brut at Walmart. It's probably like.
Like the one thing you don't want when people get you a gift of cologne that I actually don't like. You don't like that really spicy, really.
Spicy? Are you drinking it?
No, when you smell it, it's got like a spicy tint to it. It's real overwhelmingly strong.
Pungent?
That's curry, bro.
I don't like any of that.
Josh Rapp,
yeah. The apocalypse is upon us because our volunteer executive producer finally contributed something that we can use. He's right. Aqua di Gio.
Aqua di Gio.
Was a
yes.
big one. Was a, that's
that,
another
I
Armani.
I did wear that.
Yeah, that was
is
a big
correct.
One.
Yep. I did have that.
Yep. Josh Rapp, your day is over. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right.
You
now
made
settle
the
down.
Yeah. But no, I don't like, that's why if you buy me a cologne that's like, and that's what they call it. They call it like, if it's too strong and spicy, there's just too much, like it tinges your nose hair a little bit. It's like my best friend in high school would overdo the Polo to where you could smell him. You knew around the corner before you got to your lockers, you knew he was there.
I never understood the difference between cologne and aftershave. Isn't it the same thing?
No,
not at all.
What the hell's the difference?
Because the purpose of aftershave is to help your skin feel better
right.
after
but
you put in a blade
soothe
to your
skin after a shave.
Yeah. So, but it has, Polo had aftershave and cologne. And you would put on the Polo aftershave and just smell like that all day.
Yeah, but that was.
So why did you need the cologne or vice versa?
But that's just as effective as Pert Plus, like shampoo and conditioner in one, though.
What do you mean? Oh, because
you would rather
both?
Have an aftershave specifically made for aftershave and then wear cologne later.
Oh, gotcha.
Funny story I just thought of.
Okay. But so are you making it up or is it?
No, it's a true story.
Oh, I just
true
thought
story
you were making up a
from
story.
My household growing up.
Okay.
So we had like a big two-door cabinet that opened up in our dining room that kept all of our like the nice glasses and the drink glasses. And then on the first shelf was all the booze. So if my parents had anybody over, we had a family gathering, you had the booze on the first shelf.
Right.
And then you had all the glasses. My dad, for some reason, decided it was also, because we didn't use it that much, the ideal spot to store all of his cologne. Every time we had the holiday gathering or people over, I wonder what everybody that was everybody thought it was like you got that bottle of Coke that was too old.
Yeah.
Because it was tainted with like all this really bad cologne, because he would just blah, 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 splash it all on, just kind of half-ass the cap back, throw it back in. And before you knew it, every glass in the liquor cabinet smelled like cologne, only a combo platter. Then you pour some whiskey and some ice, and then you're like, what is this? Spiced rum? It's terrible.
That's awesome.
And no one would ever give it, like, say.
No hey, one would say
Dad,
anything?
Because you'd get pissed off. You'd, hey, Dad, maybe you could put your cologne in the bathroom where it belongs, and you'd get the skin.
It's got alcohol in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then he'd be like, he'd
well,
have that, the red ass for you for like 2 days. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not worth it, right?
I'll just drink water.
We just got tagged on this, but apparently Ian Rappaport just tweeted out, the Cowboys and Jets don't have a deal for Jamal Adams. The Broncos don't have a deal for Chris Harris as they held firm.
And so since we're 6 minutes from the deadline, and somebody does unless somebody does something quick.
Thank you to Manny for that.
Yeah.
Adding
like,
us. Yep.
Nothing is going to happen. But, well, again, and like I said, if anybody knows out there, I'd like to know. If you can start discussing a deal before the deadline, can you finish it
out?
We'll
ask Lance at 3:30. But a lot of people tagged us and said Curve Cologne. Can't say I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I've heard of it.
That was around the same time. Cool water. I was wearing cool water and Polo.
You smelled it?
I definitely
smelled.
Had some cool water.
Yeah, cool water is not bad. Curve is not bad.
Yeah, I never smelled Curve. So
Davidoff.
Who?
Davidoff makes cool water.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
You know what else I'm going to let you know? If you're looking for a good energy provider, you're looking to switch energy providers, well, let me tell you from personal experience, I switched 3 years ago to Infuse Energy. Boy, am I glad I did. Saved thousands off of my previous energy company and the bills I used to get. And they're great about keeping in contact with you. Every week, you're going to get your bill. You're going to see your energy usage, the hours of the day in which you had the highest and lowest, and in between all the different hours of the day, how much energy you used. And they're always working with you to find a better plan and a better deal to make sure you get the best rate and the best deal possible. It's just the way they do business. And don't take it from me. The Public Utilities Commission of Texas gave them 5 out of 5 stars as their rating. That's the best you can get. So why wouldn't you go there? I mean, they take care of you. They discuss things with you and they're honest with you. Sometimes there are companies out there that can beat their rates. They're going to let you know because they want to make sure whether you go with them now or you go with them later that you don't think that they were deceptive in any way or tried to pull the wool over your eyes. They were 100% honest, like a trusted friend. It's just the way they want to do business. And why wouldn't you do business with a company like that? Simply put, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit and it goes from there. Check them out at infuseenergy.com or better yet, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You get a human being, not an automated system. They ask you as many questions as you ask them. And when you get down to business, they find the best deal and the best rate they possibly can. It's just fantastic. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.